राजोवाच भगवन् काहि सा देवी महामायेति यां भवान् ब्रवीति कथमुत्पन्ना सा कर्मा स्याश्च किं द्विज यत्प्रभावाच सा देवी यत्प्रभावाच सा देवी यत्स्वरूपाय दुर्भवा तत्सर्वं श्रोतुमिच्छामि त्वत्तो ब्रह्मविदां वर यत्स्वभावाच सा देवी यत्स्वरूपाय दुर्भवा तत्सर्वं श्रोतुमिच्छामि त्वत्तो ब्रह्मविदां वर. ओके, नौ the king is asking, because the rishi introduced Maya, and what are, she said, Esther gives a lot of questions. Who is this Maya? Maya is the sleep of Bhagavan Vishnu, and it is this Maya by whom the entire world is created, and she is the one who grabs even the intellects of the wise people and gives them to Maya and gives them to delusion. And it is she who is the cause of mukti, name of knowledge. It is she who is the cause of samsara also. And therefore the king is asking, who is this Devi? Hey Bhagavan, sa Devi ka? Yam Bhavan Mahamaya iti braviti braviti tangal bhavan tangal yare maha maya endru solgireergalo andha devi anaval yaar sa ka devi sa katham utpanna how did she originate asyaha karma cha kim cha and asyaha karma kim what is her duty what is her function and next question यत् प्रभावाच सा देवी यत्स्वरूपाय दुर्भवा. नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज यत्स्वरूपा सा देवी यत्स्वभावा सा देवी यत्प्रभावा. सी प्लीज नोट, प्रभावः मीन्स् ग्लोरी ग्लोरी ग्रेट्नेस् इन्फ्लुयेन्स् पवर् प्रभावः. बट् यत् प्रभावा मीन्स् नौ इट् इट्स् सब्जेक्टिव् आफ् हर् देवी. देयरफोर् यत् प्रभावा वाट् सार्ट् आफ् पवर् what sort of, how powerful is she? Yet prabhava means how powerful is she? How glorious is she? Yet prabhava means how glorious is she? Yet swarupa, what nature is she of? Swarupam nature, yet swarupa, yenda swarupatte udayaval aval. So what nature is she of? Please make a note, swarupam nature. Yasyaha, yet swarupa is a compound word. You have to take it as yet swarupa means what nature is she of? What nature is she of? What glory is she of? How glorious she is. Then, yadu udbhava, udbhavaha means appearance, origination, udbhavaha, totram. Make a note, udbhavaha, masculine noun, origination, appearance, totram. But yadudbhava means yasmat sa udbhuta, means what is her origin. So what origin she is of, how glorious she is, and what glory she is of, what origin she is of, and what nature is she of. Yadudbhava, yadprabhava, yadswarupa. Sa Devi, yadswarupa, yadprabhava, yadudbhava. He says, he's addressing the, first of all, addressing the saint thing. Brahma vidam vara. See, Brahma vidam vara. Varaha means exalted, the great. Sirandavar, varaha, terndavar. Varaha means exalted. So, the best. So, exalted of the knowers of reality, wise people. Brahma with knower of reality. Brahma with Brahma vidaha, plural. Brahma vidho, Brahma vidaha, possessive case, singular. Brahma vidam, possessive plural. Brahma vidam varaha. Parambarulai arindai jnanigalil sirandavare, mean therndavare. O exalted among the wise people, O sage, O saint, Sa Devi, that Devi whom you spoke about, Yat Prabhava, what glory is she of? Yat Swarupa, what nature is she of? Yad Udbhava, what origin she is of? Twattaha, from you. See, Twatt, or Twattaha, from you. Tangalidamirindu. Tvattaha, from you. Tat sarvam, all that. Shrotam, to listen. Ichami, I like. I want. What did he say? Oh, exalted saint, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. Shrotam, ichami. I want to hear from you all that. What origin is she of? What glory she is of, what nature she is of, that Devi, what she is, what origin is she of, all that I want to hear from you. Hey, Brahma Vidamvara, Sa Devi Yat Swarupa, Yat Swabhava, Yat Prabhava, Yat Swarupa, Yat Udbhava, Tvattaha, Tat Sarvam Shrotum Ichami. I want to hear all that. Is it clear? In Tamil, you can say, Jnanigal Sirandavare, Andha Devi, Yat Yat Prabhava, Eppadipatta Mahimai Udayaval, Pugal Udayaval, Sakti Udayaval, Yat Swarupa, Yendha Swarupathai Udayaval, Yat Udbhava, எதிலிருந்து தோன்றியவள், தொத்தக உம்மிடமிருந்து, தத் சர்வம் அது எல்லாவற்றையும், அது எல்லாவற்றையும் ஸ்ரோத்தும் இச்சாமி கேட்க விரும்புகிறேன். ஓகே. ரிஷிருவாச்ச, ஓகே, நம்ம சிம்மர், வாட் நவ் த க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ், சுரத்தஸ்ய சுரத்தஸ்ய தேவியாக விஷயே கே பிரஷ்னாக கிருத்தாக. ஆர் கேசே சுரத்தசிய பிரஷ்னாக கே, தேவி சம்பந்த பிரஷ்னாக கே, சுரத்தசிய பிரஷ்னாக கே, ஆர் சுரத்தஹ கிம் பிரஷ்னம் தேவியாக விஷயே பிருஷ்டவான். கிம் கிம் பிரஷ்னம் தேவியாக விஷயே, கம் கம் பிரஷ்னம் கேசே கிம் ஆல் பட் பெட்டர் பெட்டர் கம், கம் கம் பிரஷ்னம் தேவியாக விஷயே சுரத்தா பிருஷ்டவான். வாட் ஆல் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் தி கிங் சுரத்தா ஆஸ்ட் ரிகார்டிங் தேவி. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட். Rishiruvach. Now Rishihi tells. Rishihi had said. Rishihi uvach. Now what happened here? Visargaha preceded by Rishihi ikara vowel. Visarga preceded by a vowel followed by ukaraha also becomes what? First sakara, then becomes repa. Okay, repa. Therefore, that's all. It stands. Rishihi uvacha, rishi ruvacha. Rishi had said. Uvacha is what? Vadati, past perfect tense is uvacha. Okay. Nitteva, now all about Devi. Nitteva sa jaganmurtistaya sarvamidam tatam. Nitteva sa jaganmurtistaya sarvamidam tatam. Tathapi tat samutpattir bahudha suyata mama. Devanam karya siddhyattam avirbhavati sayada. Okay, first, let us see first line. Nityaiva sa jaganmurtistaya sarvamidam tatam. Now, the Rishi tells about Devi, sa maya. Okay. Now, nityaiva. Take what nityaiva, break it. Nitya eva. Why not Nitya? Because Devi is feminine gender. Therefore, Nitya Yeva. A vowel followed by Akaraha or Akaraha followed by Ekara. Take for Vriddhi Sandhi. Nitya Yeva. Nityaiva. Vowel followed by Ekara becomes Vriddhi Aikara. Nityaiva, Nityayeva sa. What does it mean? Sa, she is Nitya, timeless. She is eternal, timeless. Sa, Nityayeva. Aval yappodum irikkinraval. Sa, Nityayeva. She is eternal. And Jaganmurtihi, Jaganmurtihi is a compound word. Jaganmurtihi, we break it, Jagat plus Murtihi, Jagat plus Murtihi, Jaganmurtihi. What does it mean? Here, Jagat means universe, or the world, or cosmos. And Murtihi means form. Jaganmurtihi does not mean universe or the form. It means the Devi. Devi is called Jaganmurtihi. Why? Jagat Murtihi Yasyaha. It's a compound word. How will you say? The two different separate words. Jagat means universe. Murtihi means form. When you put them together, form a compound. Jagat Murtihi Yasyaha. She who is of the form of universe. Ulaham urvam yavaludayado. Ulaha urvil irupaval. How will you say? Jagat murtihi yasyaha sa jagan murtihi. She whose form is the universe. She whose form is the universe. Yasyaha murtihi jagat. Or jagat murtihi yasyaha. Sa jagan murtihi. Ulaham yarudaya urvame ulahamo. Yarudaya totrame ulahame ulahamo. Aval ulahat totratinal. Jaganmurtihi, ulahaha tondrahindraval. Jaganmurtihi, yasyaha murtihi jagat, or yagat murtihi yasyaha sa jaganmurtihi, jagat murtihi. Then sandhi, takarantaha is a, what takarantaha, hard consonant. Doesn't matter, any consonant, followed by what? Murtihi. So a letter at the end of a word followed by a word which begins with the nasal sound. So this takara also replaced by its corresponding nasal. Therefore, jagat becomes tavarga nasis nakara. Jagan. Takara is replaced by nakara because sandhi rule. Because following letter is a nasal. Jagan murtihi. Jagan murtihi means she whose form is the universe. Jagan murtihi. So she is eternal. She is of the form of the universe. Then, taya murtihi taya murtistaya. Visargaha followed by a dental. That is repeated with dental sakara. Murtistaya. Murti, okay, second word. Now, taya by her. Sarvamidam tatam. Now, tatam, tata is a past passive participle. And what is the meaning? Pervaded. Tata means pervaded. So, tatam, pervaded. What is pervaded by her? Idam sarvam. Sarvam idam. Sarvam all, idam this. All this is pervaded by her. All this is pervaded by her. Taya avalal ivula ida. Ivanaitum avalal vyapika patrikindrade. Idam sarvam taya tatam. Taya idam sarvam tatam. Idam sarvam tatam taya. Sa jaganmurtihi. Sa nitya. Sa nitya. Jaganmurtihi taya idam sarvam tatam. So she is eternal, timeless, power. She is of the form of the universe. A she whose form is the universe. Or one who has the universe as her form. And by her, this, all this is pervaded by her. Idam sarvam. Means this entire universe. Idam sarvam. All this is pervaded by her. Okay. This is her first glory. Then next. Tathapi tat samutpattir bahudha suyatam mama devanam karya siddhyartham avir bhavati sayada. So this actually we must reading Devi Mahatmya itself is a tapas. I do it like my prayer to Devi. Because doing itself is a prayer. It's a tapas. It's a puja. It has to do it for Shraddha. Tathapi tat samutpattir bahudha suyata mama devanam karya siddhyartham avirbhavati sayada. So now, utpanneti tadaloke sanityapyabhidhiyate yoga nidram yada vishnur jagatye karnavi krite. Okay, let us see until that time, that mantra. Tathapi tat samutpattir bahudha suyata mama devanam karya siddhyartham avirbhavati sayada utpanneti tadaloke sanityapyabhidhiyate. Now, okay. Now, tathapi. So, tathapi, tatha means appadiye, as well. Api means also. These two words are indeclinable words. Tatha. Tatha means so. Tatha means what? So. Tatha means as well. So it's an indeclinable word. Api means also. But when they're put together, what do they mean? Tathapi means even then. Tathapi, even then. Even so. separated, they give two different meanings. Put together also is an indeclinable word. Tathapi, irundum, appadi irundum, even then. Why it is said tathapi? Because in the previous line, she is said to be eternal. Sa nitya. Eternal means what? Eternal means she doesn't have a beginning, she doesn't have an end. She is not born, she hasn't come to an end. Beginningless, endless power she is. Therefore, eternal. So, uncreated, indestructible power she is. Therefore, eternal. But still, even then, tathapi, tat samutpatthi. Okay. Samutpatthi, we understand, utpatthi. I had to, here so many adjective prefixes are here. Pattihi. Okay. Pattihi means attainment or reaching. Noun that is. Root is pad. Padyate. Padyate. From where you derive the word noun padaha. So pad is the root. Padyate is the verb. And pattihi is a noun. Not patihi. Okay. Pattihi. Pattihi means that takara is not there. Pattihi. Attainment. Reaching. But now add the prefix ut. Utpattihi, production, creation. Utpattihi means noun. What is the verb? Utpadyate, originates. Uttondrihirad. Utpadyate, tondrihirad. Comes into existence, appears, originates. Is okay, utpadyate, is born. But here, utpattihi, production, origination, creation. Now, again, one more prefix, sam. Same meaning. When the sam is added, the meaning does not change. Sam, ut, two prefixes. Samutpattihi, origination, creation. Samutpattihi, origination. Totram, samutpattihi, totram, appearance. Coming into existence. No. Tat samutpattihi is a compound word. Tat means, actually, tat is the actually third person pronoun. So, dakarantaha, apullingha, stilingha, napusalingha, tat shabdaha. So, tasyaha samutpattihi, her origin. In compound word, it becomes tat samutpattihi. Tasyaha samutpattihi means what? Her origin, how? Her origination. Avaludaya totram. Kala varayarai attraval irippinum. Attravalaga irippinum. Avaludaya totram. Samutpattihi. Okay, even then, even though she is eternal, still, even then, tat samutpattihi, tasyaha samutpattihi. Her origin. Bahuda shuyatam mama. Okay, bahuda in many forms. Bahuda, manifold. Manifold. Bahudha means manifold. Utpattihi. Her manifestation. Manifold manifestation. Manifold appearance. Suyatam. May it be heard. Let it be heard. May it be heard. Mama means mattaha, from me. May it be heard means what? May you hear. It's a passive. O king, may her manifold, even though she is eternal, still there is her origination, her appearance. There is manifestation. The manifold manifestations. The eternal, but therefore manifold manifestations of Devi, May you listen to all of her manifestations. பல்வேறான அவளுடைய தோற்றத்தினை பற்றி நீர் எம்மிடம் என்னிடமிருந்து கேளும், என்னிடமிருந்து கேட்கப்படட்டும். That's the meaning. Okay? That's a passive voice sentence is used. Is it clear now? Are you tired? Is it okay? Okay. நித்தைவ ஓகே ததா பிதத் சமுத்பத்தி சுயதாம் பகுதா அசுயதாம் மம. நவ ஷீ செட் நவ இஸ் கோயிங் டு டெல் எ ஸ்டோரி. தேவானாம் கார்ய சித்யர்த்தமாவிர்பவதி சாயதா, தேவானாம் கார்ய சித்யர்த்தமாவிர்பவதி சாயதா. உத்பன்னேதி ததா லோகே சாநித்யாப்யபிதீயதே. Now we have to see these two lines together. தேவானாம் கார்ய சித்யர்த்தமாவிர். Now there ends the teacher's words are over. Don't say the number, just get the meaning like this. You get the complete meaning only if you hear the next second line of 65th verse and the 66th, first line of 66th verse. தேவானாம் கார்ய சித்யர்த்தமாவிர்பவதி சாயதா உத்பன்னேதி ததா லோகே சாநித்யாப்யபிதீயதே. The Rishi says, my God, she is eternal, but she, there's so many of her manifestations, so many of her appearances. Therefore, may you listen to me, all of her, all of her manifestations. I'm going to explain to you. Now he says first, see, abhidiyate, abhidiyate. See second line, 66th, first line, last word, abhidiyate. Abhidiyate means she is said to be. Abhidiyate, she is said to be. Said to be, who saw abhidiyate. She is said to be, she is known as what? Utpanna iti. She is said to be born. She is said to be manifested. Utpanna iti. உத்பன்ன இதி உத்பன்னேதி தோன்றியவள் என்று. உத்பன்னா, she who has manifested. இதி தஸ் அபிதீயதே, சா உத்பன்னா இதி அபிதீயதே, அவள் தோன்றியவள் என்று சொல்லப்படுகிறாள். சா உத்பன்னா இதி அபிதீயதே, she is said to be, she is said to be originated. She is said to be born. She is said to be, said to have appeared, come into existence. When? Yada. It is tada, tada then. Tada sa nitya sa utpanna iti abhidiyate. Tada, where loke, asmin loke, in this world, sa, she, Abhidiyate is said to be utpanna. She is said to be born in this world. Nitya api. Nitya api. Api should be taken as even though. So even though she is, api literally means also. Even though she is eternal. Nitya api. Eternal she. Is said to be born in this world when yada. Now we can say tada, yada. What the first word now? 65th verse, second line. Yada, when sa avirbhavati. Devanam karya siddhyartam avirbhavati sa. யதா எப்பொழுது, வென் சா ஆவிர் பவதி. ஆவிர் பவதி மீன்ஸ் அப்பியர்ஸ். யதா சா ஆவிர் பவதி, வென் ஷி அப்பியர்ஸ், வென் ஷி பிகம்ஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட், எப்பொழுது அவள் தோன்றுகின்றாளோ. யதா சா ஆவிர் பவதி, வென் டஸ் ஷி அப்பியர், ఫర్ వాట్ దేవానాం కార్య సిద్ధ్యర్థం. వెన్ షీ మేనిఫెస్ట్స్ వెన్ షీ బికమ్స్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ వెన్ షీ అప్యర్స్ వెన్ షీ బికమ్స్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఫార్ ది సక్సెస్ సిద్ధ్యర్థం ఫార్ ది సక్సెస్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్క్ ఆఫ్ దేవాస్ ఫర్ ది అచీవ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రాజెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ దేవాస్ దేవానాం కార్య సిద్ధ్యర్థం దేవర్లుడయ కార్యం వెట్రి పెరుం పొరుట్టు అవల్ ఎప్పుడు తోండుగ్రాడో అప్పుడు అవల్ తోండ్రియవల్ ఎందు సొల్లపడుగ్రాల్. సో నిత్యా అపి సా ఈవెన్ దో షీ ఇస్ ఇటర్నల్ షీ సెట్ టు బి బోర్న్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ వెన్ దెన్ షీ సెట్ టు బి బోర్న్ వెన్ షీ బికమ్స్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ వెన్ షీ అప్యర్స్ ఫార్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ for the success of the devas for the successful accomplishment of devas work for the accomplishment of devas work for the successful accomplishment of devas work whenever she becomes manifest then she is said to be born even though she is eternal. Is it clear? Sa nitya api aval nityamanaval endralum thondradaval thondri mariyadaval endralum devargudaiya karyam siddhikkum porattu eppozhu thondugiralo appozhu thondriyaval endru sollapadugiral. యదా సా దేవానాం కార్యసిద్ధ్యర్థం ఆవిర్భవతి తదా సా లోకే నిత్యా ఇతి అభిధీయతే. నిత్యా అపి సారీ సా నిత్యా అపి ఉత్పన్నా ఇతి అభిధీయతే. ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్?
వాట్ ఇస్ ఆవిర్భవతి మీన్?
ఆవిర్భవతి మేనిఫెస్ట్స్ బికమ్స్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ అప్యర్స్ ఆవిర్భావః మీన్స్ తోట్రం ఆవిర్భవతి జస్ట్ అపిరింగ్ బికమింగ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఆవిర్భవతి ఆవిర్భవతి కమింగ్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అపిరింగ్ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్. సీ షీ ఈజ్ ఇటర్నల్ సో షీ కెనాట్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు షీ కెనాట్ బి బోర్న్ బట్ స్టిల్ షీ సెట్ టు బి బోర్న్ వెన్ షీ బికమ్స్ మేనిఫెస్ట్. అండ్ కిమర్థం సా ఆవిర్భవతి దేవి కిం కరో దేవి ఆవిర్భవతి కదా సా ఆవిర్భవతి వెండర్షిబికం మేనిఫెస్ట్ కదా ఆవిర్భవతి దేవానాం కదా కదా సా ఉత్పన్నా ఇతి అభిధీయతే. యదా సా దేవానాం కార్యసిద్ధ్యర్థం ఆవిర్భవతి తదా సా నిత్యా అపి ఉత్పన్నా ఇతి అభిధీయతే. సా నిత్య సా నా ఉత్పద్యతే షీ డస్ నాట్ ఒరిజినేట్ షీస్ ఇటర్నల్ బిగినింగ్ లెస్ పవర్ బట్ స్టిల్ షీ సెట్ టు బి బోర్న్ whenever she appears becomes manifest. సో కదా సా ఆవిర్భవ కిమర్థం సా ఆవిర్భవతి వాట్ డస్ షీ బికమ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఫార్ కిమర్థం సా ఆవిర్భవతి దేవానాం కార్య సిద్ధ్యర్థం సా కిమర్థం ఆవిర్భవతి దేవానాం కార్య సిద్ధ్యర్థం సా ఆవిర్భవతి దేవరుడియ కార్యం వెట్రి అడయం బొరుట్టు దేవానాం కార్య సిద్ధ్యర్థం ఫర్ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ అకాంప్లిష్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ దేవాస్ ప్రాజెక్ట్ దేవాస్ వర్క్ ఆఫ్ దేవాస్ షీ బికమ్స్ మేనిఫెస్ట్. ఓకే ఉత్పన్ ఓకే దేవానాం కార్య సిద్ధ్యర్థం ఆవిర్భవతి సాయదా ఉత్పన్నేతి తదా లోకే సానిత్యాప్యభిధీయతే. సీ ద కింగ్ వాస్ ఆస్కింగ్ యద్ ఉద్భవా వేర్ డస్ షీ నో వాట్ డస్ షీ ఒరిజినేట్ ఫ్రమ్ షీ వాట్ ఆరిజిన్ ఈ షీ ఆఫ్ హీ ఆస్క్డ్. So now this rishi is telling, oh, she doesn't have origin. Why? She doesn't have a beginning. Because she is nitya. Sa nitya jaganmurtihi. And she idam sarvam taya satatam. This is Devi. This is her, okay? Taya idam sarvam tatam. Sa nitya sa jaganmurtihi. Tathapi. Even though tat samutpattihi bhavda suyata mama. Her manifold manifestations, may you listen to me. May you hear from me. And when, even though she is eternal, whenever she appears for the sake of the fulfillment of Deva's work of Devas, she is said to be born in this world. Devanam karya siddhyattam avirbhavati sayadam utpanneti tadaloke sanityapyabhidhiyate. Now, next. Yoga nidram yada vishnur jagatye karnavi krute astiryasesha mabhajat kalpante bhagavan prabhu. Yoga nidram yada vishnur jagatye karnavi krute astiryasesha mabhajat kalpante bhagavan prabhu. Okay. Tada dvavasurau ghorau vikhyatau madhukaitabhau vishnu karna malodbhutau hantum brahmana mudyatau. Yoga nidram yada vishnur jagatye karnavi krute. Yoga nidram yada vishnur jagatye karnavi krute astiryasesham abhajat kalpante bhagavan prabhuho tada dvavasurau ghorau vikhyatau madhukaitabhau vishnu karnamalodbhutau hantum brahmanamudyatau. Okay, now. Now he's going to begin the story again, slowly. Now, kalpa, see the word now, kalpante. First word is kalpante. I wonder how kalpante. Yeah. Kalpaha means what? Kalpaha means, you know, one kalpa, all four yugas together constitute what? One mahayugam. And Kalpaha is a huge time period. Every time when the universe becomes unmanifest, called Kalpa. So Kalpasya Ante. You know, means Kalpasya Ante, Kalpante. Kalpaha, Kalpasya Antaha, Kalpantaha. Kalpasya Antaha, Kalpantaha. It's a compound word, okay? Kalpaha, first word. Then, kalpasya antaha kalpantaha. In fact, the time of dissolution of the universe. Kalpantaha means the end of the universe. It means end of the universe means what? The time of deluge. The time of ending time of the universe is called a deluge. Dissolution of the universe called kalpantaha. The duration of the existence of the universe is called kalpaha. Kalpantaha means when the time of the universe comes to an end, it's about to become unmanifest. It's called a dissolution or deluge, called kalpantaha. End of the duration of the existence of the world. It's called kalpantaha. So kalpante, at the time of the deluge, when the universe is about to become unmanifest. Kalpante. Then next one is Jagati. You find about Jagati. Kalpante Jagati. Jagat is a takaranta shabdaha. Jagat is a takaranta napumsakalinga shabdaha. In locative case, Jagati. Jagati in this universe, in this world. So, at the time of dissolution of the universe, Jakalpante, Kalpatrudaya Mudivile, Jagati, in this world, Jagati, Yekarnavi Krite. See, Arnavaha means ocean. Please remember, Arnavaha means ocean. Yeka means one. Yekarna, okay, Yekarnavaha, one ocean. At the time of deluge, at the time of dissolution, the entire ocean is made to be one ocean. At the time of deluge, dissolution of the universe, this entire universe is made to be one ocean. This making the ocean into, making the entire universe into one ocean, is said to be Yekarnavi Karanam. Yekarnavi Karanam. Ulahanetayum ore kadalahat chaydal. Yekarnavi Karanam. Arnavaha means ocean. Yekaha means one. Yeka Arnavi Karanam means making into one ocean. What is made into one ocean? The entire universe. Jagataha Yekarnavi Karanam. Jagataha Yekarnavi Karanam means making of the universe into one ocean. It's very, very detailed Puranic information. Very nice. I enjoy it. Hope you enjoy it. Okay. Now, Jagati Ekarnavi Krite is a Sati Saptami. When the universe was made into one ocean, when the universe was made into one ocean, formed into an ocean, when at the time of the deluge, at the end of the duration of the world, when the entire world was made into an ocean, then what happened? Prabhu, Vishnuhu, Bhagavan. You took three, all the words. Yoga Nidram, Yada Vishnur Jagatye Karnavi Krite. Astir Yaseshama Bhajat Kalpante Bhagavan Prabhu. So, Bhagavan Prabhu Vishnuhu. All three words you have to write. Bhagavan. First word you come across Vishnuhu. Vishnuhu. Then you come across Bhagavan. Then Prabhu. All three words mean the same. Bhagavan, Prabhu, Vishnuhu. So Bhagavan, the Lord. Bhagavan, Vishnu. The Lord, Vishnu. What did he do? At the time of the deluge of the universe. Deluge. When the universe was made into an ocean, Lord Vishnu, Sesham Astirya. Can you find now Sesham Astirya? Sesham Astirya Sesham Abhajat. Astirya Sesham Abhajat. So here, Sesham Astirya. Asthirya means very interesting verb. Okay. Asthirya means having spread. Asthirya having spread. The Adisesha. Seshaha means here Adisesha, his serpent. Having spread the Adisesha as a bed. Okay. Having spread Adisesha as what is not mentioned. Adisesha virith. Na potruk. Nam enna pannu? Having spread the Adisesha as bed. Yada when Yoga Nidram Abhajat. Abhajat means attained. Yoga Nidram. Meaning what? He fell asleep. Vishnu who fell asleep. His job was not required. The even the entire uni at the end of the at the end of the universe, duration of the universe, at the time of at the deluge, but the entire universe was made into one ocean. Then Lord Vishnu, having spread the Adisesha as a bed, he fell asleep. Yoga Nidram Abhajat. Yoga Nitrayai Adaindar. Yoga Nidram Nitrayai Abhajat Adaindar. Yoga Nidram Abhajat. He fell asleep. He attained sleep. Which means what? He was in Yoga Nidra. Tada Yada. Yada Yoga Nidram Abhajat. When he fell asleep, Tada, then, see, if you fall asleep, thieves will come into your house. When do thieves come? We have to sleep. Only then thieves come. So when Mahavishnu fell asleep, because his job of protection is not there, he wanted to have some rest. Whole, my God, whole Kalpa, he protected the whole world. And he wanted a break. He wanted to sleep, rest. And he must make note. Plus asurau. Dvavasurau. Dvau asurau. Dvavasurau. I will stop soon. That's okay. Dvau asurau. Dvavasurau. Today I'm little taking time. Dvau asurau. Dvavasurau. Two demons. Dvau asurau, dvavasurau, two demons. And who are they? Madhu Kaitabhau, Madhu and Kaitabaha. Madhu and Kaitabaha. How will you say Madhu Kaitabhau? Dvavasurau, Madhu Kaitabhau. Two demons, Madhu and Kaitabaha. Gorau. Gorau means what? Horrible. Gorau. They both are very horrible. But these two demons, Madhu and Kaitabha, were very frightening people. Where did they come from? Vishnu Karna Mala Udbhutau. See, Udbhutaha, singular. Udbhutau, dual. They both, Udbhutaha, Udbhutau, they both originated from, they came into existence from Tondinargal. From where? Vishnu Karna Mala. They came into existence from the dirt of Lord Vishnu's ears. Vishnoho, Karnayoho, Malataha, Udbhutau. Vishnoho, Karnayoho, Mala, udbhutav. So they, these two demons, dvau, gorau, asurau, madukaitabau. See all adjectives. Madukaitabau are in dual. See, masculine, duals, nominative. Therefore, gorau, madukaitabau. Vishnu karnamalodbhutau, gorau, madukaitabau. Then, two demons who came into existence, who were born from the dirt of Vishnu's ears, who are very frightening, two demons. And who are they? Vikhyatau. Vikhyatau dvau asurau. Two asuras, two demons. Dvau gorau madhu kaitabau asurau. Two asuras, madhu and kaitaba, who came and originated from Vishnu's ears dirt. And vikhyatau, they became very well known. Now, actually, well known demons, vikhyatau, well known. Vikhyataha, khyataha, known. Vikhyataha, well known. Akhyataha, known, known. Vikhyataha, well known. Akhyataha, simply known. Vikhyataha, vikhyatau. Well-known two demons, they came into existence. As soon as they originated, what did they want to do? Brahmanam hantum udyatau. Brahmanam hantum udyatau. Udyatau. See, udyataha means making effort, made effort, try. Udyataha tried. Udyatau, they both tried. To what? To kill. Hantum, to kill. Whom? Brahmanam. They tried to kill Hiranyagarbha. They tried to kill Hiranyagarbha. I'm going to test the philosophical significance. Very interesting. Now, not now. Now, listen to me. So, when... Now, horse, got it now? To... Dvau vikhyatau ghorau asurau madhukaitabhau vishnukarnamalodbhutau brahmanam hantum udyatau. Udyatau tried. Udyata tried. Singular. Udyatau dual. Udyatau. Who tried? Those two asuras, well known asuras, Madhu and Kaitabha, two well-known, frightening or horrible demons who originated from the Vishnu's ears dirt, tried to kill Brahma, the creator. When? Tada. Then, when? Yada Vishnuhu Yoga Nidram Abhajate. When Lord Vishnu fell asleep, he attained Yoga Nidra. When he fell asleep, then these two demons originated from the dirt of Vishnu's ears, frightening well-known demons, Madhu and Kaitabha, tried to kill Brahma. And when did Vishnu fall asleep? Kalpante Jagati Ekarnavi Krite. Okay, at the end of the duration of the universe, when the world was made into an ocean, then Lord Vishnu, spreading, having spread this Adisesha's bed, when he fell asleep, then these two demons originated, tried to kill the creator Brahma. Got it? Yeah, very good. Now you see every word in the sloka now. Yoga Nidram. Now Devi's matter is over. Okay? Now second line. Yoga Nidram words. Now this These are the people, fellows who have to be killed now. Yoga nidram yada vishnur jagat ye karnavi krite astirya seshamabhat. See, yoga nidram yada vishnuhu jagati ye karnavi krite astirya seshamabhajat kalpante bhagavan prabhu tada dvavasurau dvau asurau goro vikyatu madukaitabau vishnukarna malodbhutau kantum brahmanam udyatau. Got it? All the words you got it? How will you do the post order now? You have to say. You have to say the post order in this manner. In this is how you have to write. Kalpante jagati ekarnavi krite yada prabhu vishnuhu bhagavan sesham astirya yoganidram abhajat kama tada vishnukanna mala udbhutau ghorau madhukaitabhau vikhyatau dvau asurau brahmanam hantum udyatau. This is the prose order of the slokas. If you make it, put the number and you can write your own prose order. A very good Sanskrit test. Hype the numbers. If you mark the numbers, you can make a prose order of it. You will get the complete meaning. Tamil eppadi solanum? உலகம் ஒடுங்கும் தருணத்தில் உலகனைத்தும் ஒழுங்கும் தருணத்தில் ஒடுங்கி ஒரே கடலாக ஆகியிருந்த போது பகவான பகவான் விஷ்ணு ஆதிசேஷனை பெட்டாக விரித்து எப்பொழுது யோக நிதிரை அடைந்தாரோ அப்பொழுது விஷ்ணுவினுடைய காதின் அழுக்கிலிருந்து தோன்றிய இரு கொடும் கோரமான மது கைட்டு என்று சொல்லப்படுகின்ற அசுரர்கள் புகழ்பெற்ற அசுரர்கள் பிரம்மாவை கொல்ல முயன்றார்கள். ஏனு கஷ்டம் பிரபுஜி, ஏனு கஷ்டம் பேடா, ஓகே, ஏன் அர்த்தம் பேடா, சமஸ்த அர்த்தத்தை. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட். ஐ ஹவ் ஒன்லி 4 மினிட்ஸ் நவ், ஐ ஹவ் டு கோ now. Only few verses are difficult, then very simple verses. Now what happened? Brahma comes running. Oh, please help me, protect me. He has to come running.
sanabhikamale vishno stito brahma prajapatihi sanabhikamale vishno stito brahma prajapatihi sanabhikamale vishno stito brahma prajapatihi drishtva tava surau chograu prasuptam cha janardanam திருஷ்ட்வா தாவசுரௌ சோக்ரௌ ப்ரசுப்தம் ச ஜனார்தனம் துஷ்டாவயோக நித்ராம் தாமேகாக்ர ஹ்ருதயஸ்தித்ஹ துஷ்டாவயோக நித்ராம் தாமேகாக்ர ஹ்ருதயஸ்தித்ஹ விபோதனார்த்தாய ஹரேர் ஹரி நேத்ர க்ருதாலயாம் விஸ்வேஸ்வரீம் ஜகத்தாத்ரீம் ஸ்திதி சம்ஹாரகாரிணீம். ஓகே, நவ் வேர் இஸ் பிரம்மா? நவ் இது ஸ்டோரி. வேர் இஸ் பிரம்மா நவ்? சஹ நாபி கமலே, சஹ பிரம்மா தட் பிரம்மா தட் கிரியேட் சஹ பிரம்மா விஷ்ணோஹோ நாபி கமலே. நாபிகமலம் நாபி கமலத்தில். சி த லோட்டஸ் விச் கோஸ் அப் ஃப்ரம் விஷ்ணு நேவல். நாபிகமலே in the Nabi Kamalam, Vishnoho, Vishnu Odaya. So Brahma Stitaha. So here Brahma means what? Prajapatihi. Prajapatihi, adjective of Lord Brahma. So Prabhu Brahma, again Lord Brahma, the creator of beings, Prajapatihi, Prajagalukku Thalaivan, the creator of jivas, Prajapatihi, Vishnoho Nabikamale Sthitaha, who resided in, residing in the Nabikamalam, the lotus, navel lotus of Vishnu. So Lord Brahma staying, creator of prajas, staying in the navel lotus of Vishnu. Ugrau tau asurau cha. Okay, ugrau tau asurau means what? Those two horrible demons. Drishtva, seeing those two horrible demons. Kodiya avir arakkaragalai kandu. Ugrau tau asurau cha drishtva. This Brahma was comfortably residing in the navel lotus of Lord Vishnu. Having seen drishtva, whom did he see? Ugrau tau asurau. He saw those two frightening demons. He also saw what? Cha and Janardhanam prasuptam. He saw the Lord being, Lord asleep. Okay, he saw the Lord Tungiya Vishnuvayum, the Kodiya Arakkaragalayum Brahma Kandar. So he saw the Lord who was fast asleep and he saw these two demons. Having seen, so Vishnoho Nabikamale Sitaha Prajapatihi Prabhu Brahma. Vishnudiya Nabikamalatil irunda Prajapatiyana Brahma. So Prajapati Brahma, who was in Vishnu's navel lotus, having seen those two demons and the Lord being fast asleep, Yekagra Hridayaha Stitaha. Yekagra Hridayaha means what? With a folk, what, single minded, with a single pointed attention. Ekagram means single pointed. Hridayaha minded. So with a single point minded. With a focused attention. Ekagra Hridayaha. Orumuhatinanaha. Orumanadinanaha. It means with the focused attention, the single pointed mind, the focused attention, sthitaha, remaining. Harehe vibodhanarthaya. Vibodhanam means waking up. Vibodhanarthaya, for the sake of waking up of Lord Hari. For the sake of waking up of Lord Vishnu. He invoked Devi. So for the waking up of Lord Vishnu, he invoked Devi. Why? For the waking up of Lord Vishnu, he invoked Devi. Because Devi is in the form of his sleep. Vishnu's sleep is Maya. Okay, so if Vishnu has to woken up, who should be invoked? Devi should be woken up. Is it clear now? Devi should be invoked. So, I'm not going to continue now. I'm going to stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. The interesting lesson is coming up. Now you can understand, Vishnoho Nabikamale Sthitaha Prajapatihi Prabhu Brahma. So Prabhu, Brahma, Lord, Brahma, creator of people, creator of all beings, remains Sthitaha, where? In the lotus, navel lotus of Lord Vishnu. Then what did he see? He drishtva, he pashyati, him pashyati, ugrav, tau, ugrav, asurav, pashyati. So drishtva, having seen those two asuras, and he also see Lord Vishnu fast asleep. Prasuptam, prasupta, slept. Prasupta, prasuptaha, slept. So prasuptam Vishnum, he all, and having seen the Lord Vishnu being fast asleep, having seen these two horrible, frightening demons, and he wanted help. What did he do? With the focused attention, ekagra hridayaha. Ekagra hridayaha means ekagra manasaha. Ekagra manasaha means with a single pointed mind. The one whose mind is single pointed, he is said to be single pointed minded. With the single pointed mind, Harehe Vibodhanarthaya, for the sake of waking up of Lord Vishnu, he invoked Devi. We'll stop. And which sort of Devi did he invoke? Harinetra Kritalaya. Harinetra Kritalaya means Devi Harinetram, Harehe Netram, Harinetram. Vishnu's eyes. Krita Alayaha. See, Harehe Netram. Harehe Netre Alayaha Alayam Alayaha Kritaha Yaya. She by whom her the Lord Vishnu's eyes were made into an abode. Or she who has Lord Vishnu's eyes as her abode. Devi's abode. Harehe netrameva alayam yasyaha. Harehe netre. Too nice. Harehe netre alayaha kritaha yasyaha aryaya. She by whom Lord Vishnu's eyes have been made the abode. Sa Harinetra Kritalaya. She for whom Lord Vishnu's eyes have been made her abode. Which means Devi's abode is Vishnu's eyes. Vishnu's eyes are Devi's abode. What does it mean? Devi is very much in the form of sleep of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu's sleep itself is what? Devi. That is why she is called Vishnu Durga. She said to be sister of Lord Vishnu. That is why whoever wants any blessing, we have to invoke her. If we invoke her, she and invoking her is equal to waking up Lord Vishnu. And waking up Lord Vishnu is being protected by Lord Vishnu. Is it clear? Okay, don't worry. We'll see tomorrow. Interesting point has come. Okay? Now Devi has to be come out and then she has to kill these demons. Okay, we'll see tomorrow. This much is enough today. At least these demons have come and they try to kill Brahma, and Brahma is worshipping now. He's going to invoke Devi. Lord Brahma is going to invoke the grace of Devi. Why? Only if Devi blesses him, waking up of Lord Vishnu is possible. because she is in the form of the sleep of Lord Vishnu. That's why Harinetra Kritalaya, Hariyin Kangalaye, Iripudamaha Seyyappattaval, Iripudamaha Kondaval. Mahavishnuvin Kangalai Iripudamaha Kondaval. Harehe Netre Alayaha Yasyaha. Alaye Alayaha Kritaha Yasyaya. She who has Harinetra Kritalaya, Bhagavan Vishnu's eyes are the abode of Devi. It means she is in the form of the sleep of Lord Vishnu. So now Lord Brahma is invoking her grace. How? Ekagra manasaha, ekagra hridaya sthitaha. Remaining single pointed mind. Having single pointed mind with a focused attention, Lord Brahma, you know, invokes her grace. That much is enough. Tomorrow we'll come back and see. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.